Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards third. Bertoia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball four. Wertz moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive towards the mound. Kraus can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Wertz moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is called out on strikes. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schilling for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Pignatano and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia bunts towards the mound. Conley fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it and throws to second for the out. Hauser moves to third. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington is hit by the pitch. Seaborn moves to second. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geiger strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia bunts between the mound and first base. Conley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bertoia for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Seaborn reaches third base with a triple. Houser scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Covington hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Gene Conley. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling bunts towards the mound. Krause fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Krause. Runnels moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pignatano. Runnels moves to third. Schilling moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Galen Cisco pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Pignatano and he is out, Lump applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 2 in the game. Posada is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 2 in the game. Pignatano hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Lou Krause. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchok strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 4 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houser moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Covington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houser scores. Lump scores. Covington moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 3 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Covington scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Ted Wills now pitching. Heywood Sullivan pinch hits for Jim Rivera. Heywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Posada moves to second. Dave Hillman now pitching. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heywood Sullivan now catching. Gene Stevens now playing center field. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 4 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Prescott pinch runs for Joe Nuxhall. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Houser bunts towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Prescott moves to second. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertoia hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Prescott moves to third. Chet Nichols now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Seaborn is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.